Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Uma Paganapake Pagan, and joining me today are B and Yasu Tanaka. They're the folk behind the upcoming movie Terbale, which is currently in pre-production. Now, the big news about this movie is that Hollywood production company Ivanhoe Pictures has signed an agreement with them to adapt the Terbalek screenplay for an international audience in 34 countries, including the United States, South Korea, China, Spain, and France. B, Yasu, thank you so much for joining me, and congratulations on the Ivanhoe deal for Terbale. Tell me and tell our listeners what Terbale is. I know it's a movie that's starring Bront Pelare, who Malaysian audiences are very familiar with. So tell me what the basic story is and where you are in the production stage for Terbale.
I'm a writer and director, and B is a producer of this project. And the main character is actually play a famous Malaysian actor, just like Bront himself. And he's doing the shooting in the top of the mountain. And then he actually had some personal problem with the crew and then drove away from the location. But his car involved in the car accident and then rolling down the hill. That's how his car and himself settle on the bottom of the hill, Terbale. Upside down.
So it's a thriller? Can I call it a thriller?
Yes. And very physically and also the mentally scary movie, because he's going to be trapped in the car. It's almost like 70-80% of the whole film.
Oh, I like claustrophobic movies like that. So tell me, what were your inspirations for writing this film? I'm sure, you know, I mean, I grew up watching a lot of these, I guess they're locked room thrillers as
right.
Well. What were your inspirations for this?
I think there are many writers are always imagining about with a very gimmick, you know, the interesting setting for the movie. So then nowadays, the one trend is one location, one character kind of, you know, story, like Buried or another, you know, very similar movie, The Wreck.
I loved Buried.
Buried, yeah.
I was so uncomfortable in the cinema watching it, because your cinema is dark and claustrophobic, and then he's stuck in this damn box for an hour and a half and it's dark and claustrophobic. And right. It was such a great cinema experience.
Yeah, I think it's very limited but also very primitive situation that people has to survive with the situation. So then it gives a lot of conflict to create an interesting story upside down. And this time, yeah, visually, I thought it was interesting. What if everything is upside down, simply, you know?
And of course, the movie is going to be in Malay as well.
Yes.
And I think for a movie like this, where the vast majority of it is in one space, you need a really strong, charismatic actor. So talk to me about the decision to cast Bront.
We've known Bront for quite a few years, so we know that he is an actor that likes challenged, and he can get into his role and everything. So we know that he can perform for Terbale. And we actually talked to him 2.5 years ago when we first started getting the script and having in mind. So then he was excited too about it, saying, wow. Upside down, almost half the movie. So, but he could deliver. We knew that. Yeah, so he's very excited as well.
I was excited when I read the concept of it. I think there was a news report in The Star after you guys got your Ivanhoe deal, and we'll explain what that is in a second. But what I was excited about was that it was a very different kind of Malaysian movie. You know, there's, as far as I can tell from the description, there's no overtly romantic love story. There are no ghosts, as far as I can tell. And we enjoy these movies because when these thrillers from Hollywood come to Malaysian cinemas, our people flock to watch it. So why not a local version in our own jungles and mountains? I like it.
I think
it a lot.
That's the location, main location is jungle, 75% of the movie. And we have jungles in Malaysia. So we have that advantage to find a good location. And the most important prop for us is that we have been cracking our heads for 1.5 years is the car itself. It's going to be upside down. So we have to create a mechanism to when we shout action, Bront will be upside down for the scene. But once cut, he'll have to be upright again. So we created that mechanism already with a great prop master in Malaysia.
That is very, very cool. I was just going to ask you about the challenges in shooting a script like this. I guess that must be the number one challenge.
Yes, that's the number one challenge. I think we managed to get the car mechanism working. And now it's the location. I think we might have found the right location. And then, before shooting this, Yasu has the whole storyboard. So it's easy for production.
So Yasu, is that usually how you work when you're writing and directing? I mean, do you storyboard everything first?
Yes.
Is that your process?
Everything shot. Because
especially for something high concept like this.
I think so. Because I think the preparation, everything. Because we don't have the luxury to, you know, crack our head on the location to make something, you know, suddenly good. So then we have to plan everything in advance. Especially this time, we try to do the experimental because it's physically challenging and we don't know what's going to happen, you know, during the shooting. So even we need a medical team on the location and we try to do the, you know, as the most efficient way to do the, you know, every single shot.
So I guess the next challenge for any filmmaker is, of course, money.
Yes.
Is something like this particularly expensive to shoot?
Because of the concept of in a jungle, an upside-down car, and 75% of the movie. So logistically and budget-wise, we can go very low. So it's not a high-budget $5-6 million film, ringgit film. We, for production, around $1.5 million to $2 million.
And for most people who don't know, I guess in film markets, I guess there are ways to do that. You can either approach a studio, you can get a grant from someone like FINAS in Malaysia, for example.
I think we've been having classes with FINAS since 2009. And what I feel is that unless you go out of Malaysia, you will not know which level you're at. So you get rejected. That's fine. That only goes to show, okay, that's not good enough. Then you improve it. So I think for us, it's not easy if we send out and it's rejected. So we don't cry and come back and do something else. So, okay, what was wrong? So I think
you keep tweaking and
keep tweaking it. So if we dare to do that, great things can happen.
But talk to me about your experiences out there, because obviously an American company has optioned the adaptation rights for Terbalik and they're going to call it Upside Down and make a version of it.
It was very exciting because we were in Hong Kong for half this year. We were the only Malaysian project that was shortlisted at the project market. And then within 3 days, we met over 34 investors, festival directors. And we have to pitch the Terbalik concept 34 times and more.
34 times.
Yeah. So, but before that, I think what important thing is that we have to prepare well. So we practice whatever think of.
How long do you have for each pitch?
Half an hour.
Wow. Okay.
So it's like a 15 minutes pitch and then Q&A. So it's very intense. It's very scary as well. but you just have to do it.
Yeah, actually, I was worried, you know, that we have to pitch the same idea over 30 times. But actually, it was very enjoying because in somehow this project from the really early stage, people like it. So then I have to, you know, admit the sometimes project or idea itself attract the audience. And then the idea itself know how to communicate with the audience, you know. So then even sometimes I was worried, are you sure? This is how much you like? Are you picturing the same movie? That's how much, you know, people like it. So every time we pitch the idea, I enjoy seeing their reactions. And then every time, you know, I learned from their reaction too.
The concept does trigger all the right emotions, especially if you're a fan of horror films or thriller films. And it feels a lot like a Blumhouse kind of movie. It feels like the movie Blumhouse would greenlight, right? And I think, yeah, I think that's probably why people reacted very positively to it. How many people were interested?
We had interest from Hong Kong, China, South Korea, and European countries, distributors. So they all tell us, yeah, keep us informed. We would like to see the finished product. So we have to make a very good version of the ballet.
No pressure. Yeah. But then what was the deal with Ivanhoe then?
Ivanhoe, actually, we among the meetings, we sat in Hong Kong. So we saw, we know who we are meeting every time. So when we saw Ivanhoe, okay, this is a big company. So, and that at the same day, there was another distributor agent from UK, Wild Bunch. So, okay, so today is two big meetings. So, but actually we found out later that Killian from Ivanhoe and Elaine from Wild Bunch, they are good friends. So they read the brief of the ballet the night before. So they called each other up. Hey, let's go together. So they came and attacked at the same time. So we pitched to Wild Bunch and Ivanhoe at the same time. They told us that they really like the concept. And the concept is, if you make it in China with a Chinese movie star and Chinese teenagers, it works. If you make it in anywhere. So they immediately asked us, after the first meeting, asked us for the script, which we sent with an NDA. And after reading overnight, they sent back, they'll come again to the next day for another meeting. So we were shell-shocked, actually, at that time. So we didn't know what was happening. So it's only, and Hollywood worked fast. So we came back here to Malaysia. And then before the weekend, we already got an email offer. So we've been dealing with them since then.
That's great news. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, I know there's still a lot of work to do, but still, yeah. Congratulations when it's due. Do they have to make that movie only after you've released yours, or can they make that anytime?
They wanted, when we were dealing with them with agreement, Ivanhoe wanted to start exploiting the Hollywood remake in January next year. But we kind of dealt with them, so okay, hold on a bit, hold your horses. We need to make the original version first. So they agreed to push to June. So that gives us, like, we have to shoot before June. At least we have it in the can before they start announcing the Hollywood remake first.
So where are you with regards to the original?
We are ready to shoot. We're just waiting for investment.
Okay. That is, I guess, the perennial problem.
Yes.
How many percent of the way are you?
After the press conference at FINAS, so we are working with FINAS on how to, they are very supportive. They say, we actually submitted to Balik for the production grant last year. So they are going to process it. So I think that's a seed funding about 40%.
Oh, good.
So we are still looking for 60%.
Okay. And how confident are you in getting that seed funding and the remaining 60%? I mean, the seed funding's in, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're pretty much getting that. What about the remaining 60%?
We still have to deal what are the ROIs they want. So what are the the things that we have to compromise with, or are we able to compromise with that? So it's a very, very delicate process.
But I'm sure, I guess, having this Ivanhoe deal now, that helps, right? Because, I mean, you know,
I hope so.
But that's always the case with Malaysians, right? They're like, oh, Americans like it. Oh, it must be good. Let's get in on this. So hopefully that's a good thing.
Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah.
So what are your next steps then?
Next step, securing the investments. So if we'll try whatever means to get this funded.
Is it a matter of doing it while you shoot, or do you believe in securing all of that first before you start?
I think I learned my lesson through Nota and our earlier production. For Tebale, even with 70% in the bank, I'm confident to shoot, but not without money in the bank. At this moment, we are carrying out pre-production, all at our own expenses, so in whatever way we can. So we are very thankful that people are supportive in that way to helping us get to this stage.
Making the just film and also the making of what I want is a totally different game.
It is.
So actually, you know, Tabare had the possibility to get, you know, total funding even the years ago. But we didn't like a deal with that company. So always for the creator, it's a fighting.
It's a balance, right?
Yes. I mean, you know, creative control is a very needed to reach the certain level of the production value. But at the same time, you know, we might have to compromise sometimes, but we cannot. So then we don't mind fighting, keep fighting, but only this time, the situation is a little bit different because, you know, we got,
we have to make before June next year.
It sounds better, isn't it?
Well, all the best to both of you.
Thank you.
And all I think, I love the concept, and I think that's why I wanted to speak to both of you. I think it's very rare that we get high concept films like this in Malay. In Malaysia, so it should be done. I don't know who listens to this show, but hopefully there are rich people out there who listen to our podcast who are excited by Terbalik. You know, if you are, drop us a line on Facebook and I will connect you to B and Yasu.
Yes,
40-second pictures. Yeah.
There you go. Like they said, it's not like some 6-7 million budget. Can do it on the cheap. Get in touch with these guys. Thanks again, B, Yasu. All the best and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That was B and Yasu Tanaka. Be sure to keep a lookout for Terbalik when it hits our screens in 2018. You've been listening to At the Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.